detection of circles using the Huff transform that one of my recent MSc graduates, Hanford de Glint, worked on recently. The problem is the detection of the spinal canal in CT images. And in particular, we have applied it to pediatric CT images. The spine, spinal canal, spinal cord, they form important landmarks in procedures for image-guided surgery, image-guided therapy, and atlases, in the development of atlases of the human body and design of algorithms to detect and segment certain other organs that could use this information as reference. And that is what is meant by landmarking. More recently, one of my students has extended this to the detection of, or we have taken up further work on the detection of other landmarks in CT images, and we have identified several other structures, including the spinal cord canal that we are looking at here, and then the spinal column itself, which is the vertebral column, and then the diaphragm and the pelvis and the ribs. So if we can identify several normal structures that have some characteristics that we could rely upon, and then such information could be used to build an atlas that represents the average expected characteristics of medical images such as CT images or magnetic resonance images for a certain age group, such as pediatric patients or adult male patients or adult female patients and so on. The application we are working on is to analyze CT images of neuroblastoma, which is a pediatric cancer. I showed you some images of tumors related to neuroblastoma. And the spinal canal was observed to create problems in the segmentation of the tumor, because when the tumor region was being grown using seeds marked manually and a fuzzy region growing technique was used, through some connection of similar density pixels, the tumor region would get connected to the spinal canal, and then the spinal canal would be considered to be part of the tumor in the segmented region. And also we found that the peripheral muscle was somehow getting in, and we developed additional techniques to identify from the outside all the artifacts outside the body, the skin, and then the layer of fat, and then the layer of peripheral muscle on the outside, and we removed all of that from the CT image automatically. And then we came to the problem of detection of the spinal canal, and using this method, we detected the spinal canal and took it out from the CT image and then did the region growing for the tumor. That way, we could block the growth of the region for the tumor into these other regions, which are obviously not tumor. But in three dimensions, these regions would get connected somehow through some narrow passages. And then because of the similarity in the values and the growth tolerance allowed in fuzzy region growing with a certain standard deviation, we encountered this problem. So to address this problem in region growing, a method was developed by Hanford de Glint and others in my lab. And we got this method to detect the spinal canal in each slice and then grow the 3D region containing the spinal canal. And later we removed it from further consideration. So for region growing in 3D of the spinal canal, we need initializing seeds. We didn't want to do it manually, so we set out to detect automatically a few points that we could be certain would be within the spinal canal. So first, the outer region in the CT volume containing materials outside the patient, blankets and pillows and so on and other material, was removed, and then the skin was identified and removed, and then the peripheral fat was segmented by region growing, by thresholding and applying conditions on connectivity, and they were removed. So we'll not discuss those methods. They are interesting on their own, but that is pre-processing for this method. Then we applied a threshold of 800 Hounsfield units to detect the high-density bone structures. And all voxels not within 8 millimeters from the inner boundary of the peripheral fat layer, which is considered to be the outer limit of the body, those were rejected because with this Hounsfield unit limit, there could be some calcified parts. So we wanted only the structure outside. Regions were grown using, then regions were grown using each remaining voxel, and then we got the bone volume. Of the bone volume, or to do that, we used 800 Hounsfield units as the reference, plus minus 2 sigma, where sigma is 103 Hounsfield units for bone. And this we estimated from the CT image data we have. Manually, you can draw regions and say, identify this is bone, and then get the average and standard deviation for those voxels in Hounsfield units. And then spatial connectivity. So that is used in region growing. And that was cropped to limit the scope of analysis by dividing the width of the image into three parts, and the outer thirds were rejected, and the height of the image was divided into six parts, and the lower fourth and fifth parts were included in the cropped region because we know where approximately the spinal column exists in the CT image. The patient is always on the back, and we know that the spinal canal will be somewhere in the middle of the body, and having already detected the peripheral boundary of the body, which could be anywhere within the CT scanner, not necessarily at the center of the image, but we have for reference the periphery of the body. So by this method, it's an approximate method, we were able to limit the region of search for the spinal canal. And then, with the assumption that the standard CT protocol would be used, which will have CT slices from the neck up to the pelvis, which is what we have in the data set, we removed a certain number of slices at the top, and the subsequent 20 slices were included in this volume because we wanted to get the spinal canal in the thoracic region where the cross-section of the spinal canal is nearly circular. Now, in the neck, the shape of the spinal canal is different. It is nearly triangular. And as you go to the lower part of the spine, the shape changes. So in order to use the Huff transform method to detect circles, for this application to detect the spinal canal, we had to crop the data such that we would limit our search for the circular part of the spinal canal in cross-section, and that is within the thorax. Now, my student, Shantanu Bonick, who finished his MSc recently, 2 months ago, he has modified this procedure where instead of cropping the CT volume in this manner, which is rather arbitrary, he detects the spinal column first using a different approach automatically, and then searches for the spinal canal within the spinal column, which is already known due to its detection using a different method. But anyway, this is what was done a few years ago by Hanford, and the procedure is this. So the spinal canal is nearly circular in the thoracic region, but nearly triangular in the cervical region. So we want to avoid this part. That was the reason for all the cropping procedure. And the cropped binarized bone volume was subjected to a 3D derivative operator. So we wanted only the edges of the bone structures. The vertebral column could create some problems because it is not continuous, but made up of interlocking elements, and the bone edge map could be sparse. We don't always get a full circle for the cross-section of the spinal canal. There could be two parts that are separated, and we get partial circles. The Huff transform was applied for the detection of circles to the edge map of the bone part of each slice, which was initially segmented and truncated or delimited in the manner I explained just now. And we put a limit of 6 to 10 millimeters for the radius of the circle in the Huff space. And the pixel resolution was of the order of 0.5 millimeter. So you take two times that for the number of pixels. Uh, I'll skip some of this and I'll explain these points when we take up the images. There were CT values used as constraints, and we found these values on the basis of the CT data we have for pediatric patients. Bone marrow is about 142 Hounsfield units on the average with standard deviation of 48. The spinal canal is about 30 Hounsfield units and with a standard deviation of about 8. So we use these to check for the correctness of the detected circles, to avoid the detection of bone, and to verify the circles, that the center of the circle that we get is within the spinal canal. And if the center of the corresponding circle that we detect from the half space is not within this range, we reject it and look for the next peak in the half space. As I said, you detect the peak in the half space to detect the circles. Now, the global maximum may relate to a certain circle, but that may not be the circle that you want. So you start with the global maximum, the largest value in the half space, and ask, what is that circle in the original image? Ask for the density, or check the density of the surrounding region with that center of the circle. If it is not in this range of the spinal canal, you throw it out and reject, and check what is the next circle in the half space, the next largest value in the half space, within the range I mentioned earlier of 6 to 10 millimeters. So if the circle that is indicated by a peak in the half space is not satisfactory, you reject it and then check the next peak until you find a suitable circle for that slice of the CT image. The centers of the circles detected for all of the slices selected were then used as seed voxels in a fuzzy connectivity algorithm. Now, I will not be describing the fuzzy connectivity algorithm, and if there is time later, we will go back to fuzzy region growing, and then you will see what that algorithm is. Essentially, you assign a membership to each pixel. The region growing algorithm I described earlier simply includes a pixel or rejects a pixel depending upon the inclusion criterion. In fuzzy connectivity based methods, or in fuzzy segmentation, for every pixel you assign a certain membership that indicates the potential or probability that that pixel belongs to the object according to a certain mean and standard deviation. So the membership value is a continuous value between 0 and 1. It's not binary. And you could also include connectivity criteria. In the fuzzy connectivity algorithm, there is spatial connectivity to the seed that is included. So the membership of each pixel in the region that you are trying to detect is a value between 0 and 1, and all pixels in the image are given a certain membership value. A value is computed for every pixel. And then you may apply a threshold and select the part with the highest membership. If there is time, we will go into fuzzy region growing later. So here is an illustration of all of these things that I described just now. So here is a part of a CT image. That is the tumor boundary drawn by the radiologist, but let's ignore that. By the cropping method I mentioned earlier, this is the region that was selected for this slice, because we know the spinal canal is here within a certain limit, within certain limits with reference to the outer limits of the body given by the peripheral fat that is segmented in the pre-processing step. So we know that the spinal canal is a circular region here in cross-section, or nearly circular. So if we take the bone region first and segment using the technique I mentioned earlier by thresholding appropriately, and then we calculate the derivative of the bone volume in 3D, and then binarize it to get this edge map. So this is done in 3D, but here I'm showing this only for that slice. So now you see that the spinal canal has a circular boundary, or nearly circular boundary. So if we can detect this circle and find the center of that circle, we obtain a seed in the spinal canal. We could just use one seed, we should be happy with one seed, but if we can get multiple seeds, then region growing could be done more reliably using certain techniques. And we have tried a different technique called opening by reconstruction, which could take multiple seeds. But if you're happy with one seed, you just have to get one pixel from the entire volume in the spinal canal and then do region growing. But here is an example where to detect this circle, we get the bone edge map, but only for this portion of the image that is delimited by using conditions. And to this set of pixels, we apply the Huff transform on a slice-by-slice basis. The Huff space, I'll show that later on. I'll come to this later. So in the Huff space, we look for the highest value within the range I mentioned and check the center that we get from the Huff space and the circle, and around the center that is given by the Huff space maximum, we check the density values in the original CT slice. And if the density values averaged over a 7 by, just a minute, no, what did I say here? If the average values don't correspond to this limit, 30 Hounsfield units and within a certain standard deviation, plus minus one standard deviation, then we say that is not the correct circle. In this case, around this circle, the center of the circle detected by the Huff space maximum, the test is passed, so this circle was passed and accepted as the boundary of the circle that we wanted to detect. And then all we want is that one pixel or voxel at the center. Or around that, we could select a few pixels if we need multiple seeds. So the aim of this entire procedure is to just get one pixel there at the center as given in the Huff space for an appropriate circle. Now, in a different slice, the Huff space, the spinal canal is not perfectly circular. The bone edge map gives us a broken circle here, and the best fitting circle given in the Huff space was not the desired circle for the spinal canal, but a circle fitting the upper portion of the vertebra, which is not circular, but there is a circle that fits this, and that was given as the best circle, the global maximum in the Huff space. And the center of that is marked there with the black dot. And we encountered this problem, and to overcome this limitation that the CT image could pose edge maps of this nature, we checked the center of the circle given or detected in the Huff space and checked the density in the original image at that location. And in this case, the density is much, much higher in Hounsfield units. Now, this is possible in CT images because Hounsfield units are normalized and standardized or calibrated values of attenuation coefficient. So we know the range of the bone here. So that was then rejected, and you search, you get the next circle corresponding to the next peak in the Huff space. And so on, and the four circles related to the first four peaks are shown here. And I do not remember which circle, if it is a third or the fourth, that is the best, but one of them is the circle fitting this broken circle here. And that is what we want, and we get a point in the spinal canal corresponding to that circle. So by selecting an appropriate circle from the Huff space, it is possible to detect the spinal canal with the circular approximation even in this situation where we don't get a full circle and the contour is not a precise circle. Okay? So we need to place additional conditions and check the regional data to verify if the candidates given by a particular method, here the half space, the half transform, are correct or not. Here is what the half space looks like for this image. For each pixel, you get a certain circle, and as the radius changes, these circles describe cones in the half space, which is three-dimensional. So here you have B is 15 pixels, C is 17 pixels, and D is 19 pixels for the radius value. So there are some local peaks here that are all candidates for detection and analysis as circles. Now, you could fit a circle there, you could fit a circle here, you could fit a circle here, of course, but that's very small, so we don't do that. But going back to the image here, you see there are several circles that we get within the predefined range that fit various parts of this edge map. So even a small part that has a semicircular arc could give you a fit like that, although it is not a circle that is obvious to us. But the half transform says there is a potential circle that goes like that, for which you have these white pixels and those white pixels. Okay? Then we got the seed pixels that pass the criteria, and using only the centers, we're not using the circle any further because we know that the spinal canal is not circular in cross-section. It's only approximately circular. And as long as we get a few seed pixels somewhere in the spinal canal, and we know for sure we are within the spinal canal, we use those and then grow a region in 3D. And there we don't face much difficulty because the spinal canal is limited by the spinal column. And in most sections, there is a clear boundary. In some sections, there is a gap. So you don't want to grow the spinal canal outside and grow all the way around the body. So you have to use appropriate limits on the region, appropriate parameters for the region growing step. And using the segment, the region growing technique, we got the spinal canal in 3D. We compared this with, I don't have it here, we compared this with contours of the spinal canal drawn on sections of the CT images by Dr. Graham Bogue, who is a pediatric radiologist, and got some distance measures and showed that the results were fairly accurate within certain number of millimeters or fraction of millimeters from the contours drawn by the radiologist. So here's an example. This is the bone volume segmented. You also see this, which is not bone, but it is high density tube that was used to, what would that be? That would be a catheter that was put in the patient, or some sort of, I'm not sure if it is a catheter or if it is just an intravenous drip tube of high density. So that also got segmented as high density material. Otherwise, you see most of the bone structures here. The aim was not to get all of the bone structure, but simply the sections corresponding to the spinal column or the spinal canal. And by the way, we have modified this now. I didn't have that material in the book. This material came just about when I was wrapping up the book and I put it in. And Hanford Diglin's papers were published later, so I don't have a reference for that here. So this is from his thesis. And later on, just last year, 2 months ago, my student Shantanu Banik finished his MSc, and he modified this so that this selection of slices and selecting this region within the slice using partitioning was removed, because we didn't like that step. Instead, he detects the spinal column first, the vertebral column first, by segmentation of the bony part, the high-density part, in 3D. And then there is another automatic technique to detect the upper limit of the thorax and the lower limit of the thorax based upon the ribs. And then the ribs are also initially detected and segmented. And then we delimit the search range there. We didn't encounter similar issues. So that method I'm describing, I'm referring to, has different issues to deal with. So this problem did not arise. So depending upon how we set up the problem, we may encounter different sets of subsequent issues to deal with. If you're interested in that work, I can send you a PDF file of the thesis, including the new method to detect and segment the spinal canal. We haven't published it yet. We are writing that paper right now. Or I hope he's writing the paper in Calgary right now. He's working on it now. Okay?